Lefnei Yibul. She has to be Noiga Avelis for 30 days. So for the next 30 days, it's not nice if she gets married to somebody. So therefore, even though Mishum Avchona, there wouldn't be anything wrong, but there's an Avelis involved that an Isha should not get married to Shloshim when she lost her husband. So where it says, Vish Leima Loitis Yabim, it's very good why you tell me the halacha is Loitis Yabim, that you can't make Yibim now again. Your brother died. So we say the first 3 months you can't make Yibim. Koshem Yi Avlad Ben Kayoma, we're afraid maybe she's pregnant and she'll have a child. The Kapog of Yisrael Shachti Raisa, and if you're going to be Miyabim, there's no mitzvah Yibim, because she has a child. So you'll be over Nisadi Raisa, it's very good why we tell you not to make Yibim. Let's wait 3 months first to see if she's pregnant or not. Elo leitachlet v'ralkam, Amish just says the first 3 months. You cannot give a chalitza either. Am I? Why not? L'chura give a chalitza. Whatever will be, will be. If she has a child later, she didn't need a chalitza. If she doesn't have a child later, she has a chalitza now. What's wrong to give a chalitza now? So who the Gemara says, leimati evutusat Rabbi Yechanan. L'chura shivyekashan Rabbi Yechanan. Because we have before machlekes Rabbi Yechanan and Mishlokish. If you give a muberes chalitza, does it help or not? So, according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's a kasha. Rabbi Yechanan holds that a muberes could get chalitza. You could give chalitza to the chalitza's muberes in Shema chalitza. So, Rabbi Yechanan holds like that. How come chalitza doesn't help over here? Let him give chalitza. The Yomah that Rabbi Yechanan says chalitza's muberes Shema chalitza. So, it's a riot for our mission, not like Rabbi Yechanan. So, that's the read. Like, Rishlokish is very good. The reason why you can't give chalitza the first 3 months, because on the side that she's pregnant, her chalitza's muberes does not help. So Gemara says, "Enechanami v'lav miyoy sevine l'Rabbi Yechanan chodizimna." Didn't we already ask the question to Rabbi Yechanan one time already? Like we already shlugged up Rabbi Yechanan already once. So since we shlugged him up already once, it's enough. Like avada al mishnah like Rabbi Yechanan. So Gemara says, "L'chur." What we mean to say is, "Laimem meho narmetiyev tiyufta." The chur from our mission over here also should be a raya against Rabbi Yechanan. So Gemara says, "Loi, no, from our mission alone, you cannot ask the question on Rabbi Yechanan." So I'll tell you like this. You know what the reason why now Mishnah we tell you, the first 3 months after your brother dies, not to give the wife chalitza, not to give you Yevama chalitza, what's wrong? I'll tell you like this. Shem Yehev Lad Ben Kayoma. Maybe Taka, she is pregnant, and she's going to give birth to a healthy baby, and then there was no mitzvah yibum. So it comes out that there was no chalitza either. So what's the difference if she had chalitza or not? The nafkamina is, can a kohen marry her? The halacha is an amona, a kohen's allowed to marry. But if the isha received chalitza, or she received the get, a gerusha, a kohen is also to marry. So now that you gave chalitza to this muberis, when she has a child later, it comes out that the chalitza was never chal, was not called the chalitza at all. So really, she's mutter to a kohen. The nim says that the matzricha cruz lakuna. People are going to talk about her and say she's also to a kohen because she had chalitza. So what do you have to do about it? You have to make a public announcement, make a achrosa saying no, she's mutter to a kohen. So the gemara good v'nitzricha. So what's the wrong? Make the public announcement that this isha, even though she received chalitza, it was a tois. We found out now she was pregnant, she had a baby, and she has no chalitza. She's mutter to a kohen. So Marin says, no, that's not a good race. That's no good either. Because Dilma may be Iko Davoy Bechalitza. Maybe there was somebody that was around Beshas that gave Chalitza. Flohevi Bach Rosa. And they were not there when they announced to tell everybody that she's Mutter to a Kain. Or Bezoya Mifsalu Minakuna. And people think she's still Pasla Kuna. So that's why we don't want to give Chalitza right now. Because we're afraid maybe true the Chalitza will not be necessary anymore, be Pasla Chalitza. And in such a case, you'll ask her to a kohen. Freddy Gemara, Tainach Almona. This is a good case. If she was an Almona, she was never married, like she didn't get a get before. But Gerusha Michael Amema, what are you going to tell me? Let's say there was an Isha that had one husband, and that husband gave her a get. Then she got married to your brother. And now your brother died. So now that your brother died, this Isha anyway is also to a kohen, because she's a Gerusha from before. So in such a case, what should be the reason not to give a chalitza? L'chur in the middle of the first 3 months should also be mutter to give a chalitza. What can you say about this case, Michael Amema? Gemara says, Mishum demavsid lo mezoinis. Yeah, you're doing something wrong. She's going to lose out mezoinis. If you don't give a chalitza now, she gets fed off the nechosim of her first husband. Ma'ashenken, if you give a chalitza, she'll lose the mezoinis. So Gemara says, Tainuch, that's good, Nesuya. If she was married to at the beginning to her husband, she had Mezoinus then. But Arusa, Gerusha, Michael Mema, what's going to be if she's only an Arusa? She was a Gerusha. So Monashach, she Mezoinus, she doesn't get now. I mean, an Arusa, you don't get Mezoinus. So what should be the problem? That Mishum the Chalutza will be afraid that maybe people think she's also to a Kain. She's also anyway, she's a Gerusha. So in such a case where she's an Amona min Erisin, and she's a Gerusha, what's the halacha? Why can't you give a Chalitza right now? What do you have to wait 3 months for? Michael Amemer. And the Gemara, Mishum the Rabbi Yossi, and Lutam of Rabbi Yossi's time. The Tanya will learn like this. Or says, Ela Mishum de Rabbi Yossi. The reason why you can't make chalitza right away when your brother dies, so Allah Kharuj, you're not allowed to make chalitza the first 3 months. You have to wait 3 months. Why? Tetanya. Maisa biyod mecher. Happened with one person. Shebo lefne Rabbi Yossi. Omar lehi yeste mao lachlet v'tech gimel. Like the brother just died. His wife is Yevama. Now, none of the brothers want to make Yevam. They only want to make chalitza. Can you make chalitza right now or do they still have to wait 3 months? No, you can't make chalitza right now. For the Gemara, why? For tachlat samabekach, go make chalitza right now. What should be wrong? Make chalitza now. What can you do wrong? Samabekach. What should be wrong? So Karolov Mikra Zeh, he read out this pasuk. The pasuk says im lo yachpoitz, that when do you make chalitza? If you do not want to make yibum, then you make chalitza. So idashin hoyim chofetz. Mashmir, if the brother wants to make Yibum, if he wants to be Miyabim, his brother's wife, Yibum, he's allowed to do it. So what are we dashing? That the klal is, kolo oilo li Yibum. Anytime when your brother dies, his wife, if there is a mitzvah Yibum, that you could be Miyabim her right now if you want to, is oilo le chalitza. Then you have the choice, if you don't want to be Miyabim her, you don't want to marry her, just give a chalitza. But here, the first 3 months, when your brother dies, the loch is you're not allowed to be miyabim her, because we don't know if she's pregnant or not. Anisha, when a husband dies, the first 3 months, nobody can live with her. We have to make sure to see if she's pregnant or not. So you can't make yibum, because maybe she's pregnant, and maybe she'll have a kid, and then there's no mitzvah yibum, you're living with your brother's wife, Bierva. So since the first 3 months, you cannot be miyabim her, therefore even if you want to give a chalitza, you're not allowed to give a chalitza. But that's the klal, kol oilu liyibum is oilu lechalitza. But if there's a period of time, these first 3 months, that you're not allowed to do the mitzvahs yibum, you can't live with them, who are then you can't give a chalitza. So Moser Rav Chinna, Rav Chinna asked the question, is that true? We know the halacha is, has sveikois choltsois loimis yavmois. Sveikois, we'll soon see what that means, if it's doubtful if your brother married them or not. So the halacha is, then your brother dies, so died, the locher is chotzos, you have to give them chalitza, but if loim is yavmas, you can't be miyabim them. For the Gemara, my sveikas, what's the case? What does it mean we have a doubt whether your brother married them or not? Ilaim, if you want to tell me sofik kedushin, that we have a doubt if your brother married her or not, and let's say your brother threw her the cast of kedushin, we have a doubt whether it went closer to her or closer to him, so we don't know if your brother married her or not. So then your brother died, so we say, we don't know if it's your brother's wife or not, so therefore you can't give a yibum. For the Gemara, my lemmas yabemmas, like why not? Tisyabe v'yemekachlum, make yibum, what do you have to lose? Mamonashuk. If your brother was married to her, so there's the mitzvah yibum involved, you're allowed to be miyabim her. Elamai, the Kedusha was not chal, she was not married to your brother, so avada it's good. She's not your brother's wife, avada you're allowed to marry her. So what's wrong by the sveikas, why can't you make yibum? So Gemara says, elalav, isn't the case like this. Sofik shekidish achat mishteh achoyis. Shekidish achas mishteh achoyis. We have a doubt where your brother married one of two sisters. V'yeni yodei yezem yem kiddish. And we don't know which one of the two sisters your brother married. And now your brother dies. So the klali is ukotoni choletzes. All you could do is give chalitza to the two sisters, but you can't be miyab me the one of them. So that's the case of sveikas. So you see what? That there's a case of sveikas over here, that chalitza you do give, even though you can't give yibum. So you see, even though there's a case you can't be miyabim, because any sister you live with, we have to be afraid maybe the other sister was really your brother's wife, and you're living with your sister of the chalitza, of the zika. So it's also. So you can't be miyabim. Still we said, Allah, you're allowed to make chalitza. So you see, you could have chalitza in a place where there's no mitzvah yibum. So Mora says, no, Hachi Yashta, what kind of kasher is this? I'll tell you, Hossam over there by the Suffolk, what happened? Your brother married one of two sisters, and you don't know which one of the two sisters he married. There I'll tell you, if Eliyahu Anovi would come, the Yomer, and he'll tell you, to Hokidish, that this sister was your brother's wife, in such a case, Bas Chalitza V'Yibami. If Eliyahu Anovi would tell you clearly which one of the two sisters your brother was married to, now that your brother died, there would be a Mrs. Yibam, you'd be allowed to marry that sister. So therefore you can give a Chalitza. But Hocher over here, Im Yavi Eliyahu, V'Yomer, Tohol Yabro, but over here, if Eliyahu Anovi would come and tell you, Shinol, your brother's wife, she's not pregnant, Mi Mishkach Bey, would we listen to Eliyahu Anovi? Would that mean anything? V'Yav Minon, and we'll let them make Yibam. That's not the klal. Why? Ha ketana. The halacha is, even if your brother only married a ketana, she was only 8 years old, the lav basi burihi, she is not possible to become pregnant. Piafilu wachi, still the halacha is, tzri cholahamtim gimach adoshim. That's the halacha of a loy plug. It's even a case where your brother married a katana, still the din is you have to wait 3 months. There's a loy plug. So therefore, since the first 3 months you can never be miyabma, that's why the locher is, he owes also like techlites. That's why he can't give chalitz. Here it's worse. Since there's no mitzvah yibm at all now, the first 3 months, midrabonin, so therefore there's no way to give a chalitz either the first 3 months. So even in the case where she's a gerusha already, there's no question about a kayin, still you can't give chalitza the first 3 months. Tana Rabbanim, we learned like this. Yevama, what's the loch of a yevama? Where your brother died, you have his wife here, yevama. Shloisha chadoshim arishoinim. The first 3 months after your brother died is nizoinis mishel bal. She gets some zoinis, who feeds her, who gives her the money to live on, from her husband's property. And before anybody yashins the brother, the money goes to her. There has to be money set aside to feed her for the first 3 months. Mikan v'yelach, after the first 3 months, and the nizoyne, she does not get fed anymore. Loi mishobal, not from the husband, because after 3 months, now she's supposed to take care of herself. Let the brothers be miyabma, or else get chalitza, get married to somebody else. So from the original property of the first husband, she doesn't get fed anymore. But the chiddush is, v'loy mishol yavam, who are in the yavam now also does not have to feed her. Because the yavam didn't make yibam yet. Like, it's not his wife yet. So the yavam, the brother alive, does not have to feed her either. Now, what's the loch omad b'din? So the yavam, like, gets nervous. She wants something to happen. Either give me chalitza, I'll get married to somebody else, or else be miyabmi and feed me. So she calls him to din. Yavam, Omad Bedin, they went to a din Torah to Bezdin, and like they told the Yavim, you should know, you have to do something. Either give a chalitza or be miyavim her. Or Barach. And the Yavim didn't listen, but he ran away. He just ran, skipped town. In such a case, Nizoinis Mishra Yavim. The Rabbanim made a knas. We look as if, like he made Yubim right now, and she gets fed from the property of the brother. Of the Yavim has to feed her. What about Noflo Lefnei Yavim Kotin? What's going to be, your brother dies, his wife now falls, there's only one brother alive now, a 10-year-old boy, that's all. Nafal of Nayavim Katan. So, Miyavim Lesla. From after the first 3 months, so she doesn't get from her husband anymore, so now from the Yavim this Katan, he doesn't have to feed her. Because there's no Mitzvah Yibim right now. A Katan has no Mitzvah Yibim. Mibal, what about from the husband? Does she still get fed from her first husband or not? So, Pligi Bor Ravacha Ravina, Samachlaikas Ravacha Ravina. Chadama 1 says, Isla. Yes, she gets fed from her first husband. Usually the klal is, she doesn't get fed from the first husband after 3 months, because we tell her, take care of yourself. If you have brothers alive, get them to give you chalitza yibum, and you'll take care of yourself. But here that the brother is a katin, she can't take care of herself. Since she can't take care of herself, so maybe she should be fed from the first husband's nechasim. That's one svara. For Chadama, another one says, no, lesla, she does not get fed. The Hilkos of the Locher is Lesla, she does not get fed. Why? Mi Shemayin Kansu, it's Mama Shigedo, like she has a Kanas Min HaShemayin now. That she doesn't get fed, her first Baal doesn't have to feed her. That's the Locher, it's only 3 months. After that, she's on her own. Here it happens that she's not on her own, because the Yavim is a cut and nothing can happen. That's called Loshna Mi Shemayin Kansu, Min HaShemayim, she got a Kanas, she has to stay without being fed. Tana Rabbon, Yevoma shechol tzolachin v'toich shloisha. What's going to be if one of the brothers not listened to the halacha and he gave yibum toich shloisha? He gave chalitza. A brother died. His wife is yevoma, and the first 3 months the halacha is you're not supposed to do anything. The brother didn't listen and he gave a chalitza. Shechol tzolachin v'toich shloisha. So tzricha la'amtim shloisha chadoshim. She still has to wait 3 months before she gets married to anybody else. She has to wait, Rashi says, she has to wait a complete 3 months from the time her husband died. That's when she can get married to somebody else.